For years, many prep schools have required prim knee-length skirts on girls and blue blazers on boys. Now the idea of dictating to kids what they should and should not wear is catching on around the country. Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts learned that her high school alma mater is considering a dress code, and she sympathizes with teens stuck with the tough job of trying to rebel in a controlled atmosphere.
You could smoke dope, but your parents would probably steal from your stash. You could play gangster rap real loud on your iPod during American Civ class, but then your teacher would probably offer to lend you this book he's been reading on linguistic slippage and transracial cultures in the works of 50 Cent and Dr. Dre. You could declare yourself a Sufi, but then catching one lousy Bud Light from your older sister wouldn't just be illegal, it'd be against your religion, and that would stink. So you're left with either becoming an anarchist anti-globalization protester smashing up McDonald's, which would be totally stupid because they just brought back the McRib, or doing something with your body guaranteed to make the school board's motherboard short out. Back in the day, it was easy. You had long hair. You stuck a marijuana leaf patch on the butt of your jeans. You wore a t-shirt with a picture of Che or Chairman Mao. And the grown folks freaked. Or at least pretended to. But Che is dead, and Chairman Mao's dead, and even if he weren't dead, he'd probably be working for Rupert Murdoch. So whatever you do has got to be radical, scary. It can't just be a gigantic busting out of her top Britney tattoo up your whole leg that makes Coach go crazy as a cut snake during gym, and it can't just be pants the size of Montana with the waistband at your knees. Maybe, say, a sari made out of the Confederate battle flag and a pierced eyelid. Maybe a mullet haircut with a pentangle shaved on the back of your head and hammer and sickle shorts. But other than getting you suspended for a week, yay, no trig, and 2 minutes on the local TV news between the semi-truck pileup on the interstate and the cute animal story, it isn't exactly fomenting the revolution. I mean, you had to buy the Confederate battle flag on the net and the razor at the drugstore. You bought the stud for your eyelid at the mall. Global capitalism, political correctness, the mindless conformity of the bourgeoisie do not, after all, appear to be teetering on the brink of collapse.
Diane Roberts conforms to the strictures of academic discipline as an English teacher at the University of Alabama.